It's 107.7 The Bone, baby Huey and Bimbo Jimbo here. And Jimbo, this is such a big moment for us. We've been a longtime fan of this person.
Oh my gosh, I am such a big fan. So please allow me to be her welcoming committee from a lineage of legends. She is truly the crown jewel of the Hart family legacy. And she is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Star of Total Divas and SmackDown Live, we have Natalya.
Thanks so much, guys, for having me on. It's a huge honor to be able to just talk about myself this early in the morning.
Yeah, nothing like it. Well, Natty, thanks for coming on. And, you know, before we jump into everything about last night and Total Divas, you know, as a longtime fan of yours and pro wrestling, I just want to ask how TJ's doing. You know, we've gotten so accustomed to seeing a lot of him on Total Divas and obviously, you know, in the ring and everything. But I just wanted to ask, first of all, how is he doing?
He's doing great. He's on this season of Total Divas, and he's actually on in the next upcoming episode. So I think everybody will be happy to see him back. And he's doing great. You know, he's feeling a lot better, and he's taking time to recover.
Yeah.
Physically and emotionally from a very serious injury, obviously, and he's doing great. So we take life one day at a time, and you know, I think that's a good perspective for everyone. Whether you go through an injury or you go through ups and downs in your life, you just have to, you know, take it one day at a time and roll with the punches and just find positive ways to, you know, live your life and keep, you know, going forward. Forward is forward. So we're doing great.
Good, good. No, and you're absolutely right. And that's such a great perspective to have. I want to jump into last night. It was a very special night in WWE history, the Raw 25th anniversary. You got yourself involved in APA's poker game. That was awesome. But can you tell us just what last night was like for you and the whole locker room, all those legends and reliving so many great memories?
I mean, it was surreal being backstage last night because there were so many iconic people from my childhood and, you know, from, you know, so many special characters that were from, you know, the most special time in WWE history. So you look at the people that helped build Raw and made Raw what it is today, and like Trish Stratus and Steve Austin and APA and, you know, even just outlandish characters like the Boogeyman and, you know, look at Teddy Long. He was backstage last night, and who could forget Mean Gene Okerlund, who, you know, was a voice from my childhood. And
absolutely,
just so many, you know, like Generation X was all, you know, they were at a different venue than I was at last night, but I was watching them on TV, and I was like, I remember when DX invaded, you know, our TV screens, and Steve Austin gave Mr. McMahon, you know, the first stunner on live TV. And,
yeah.
You know, you think about Trish Stratus and Lita main eventing Raw for the first time for women to do that. And it was really cool being backstage, and I felt like a kid in a candy shop. And, you know, you have those little, like, even though I'm a superstar in the WWE, I'm just still a huge fan of the people that came before me and paved the way for me to do what I do today.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I follow you on Instagram, so I saw you post a photo of you and Trish, and sort of you gave a brief synopsis of what it was like to be backstage with her. And can you sort of tell that story that you briefly told in your post about when you met Trish all those years ago and then getting to, you know, sort of let her know what that meant to you last night?
Yeah, when I was 19, I met Trish for the very first time, and I met her backstage, and she was, you know, she didn't know who I was, and she didn't know really anything about me, but she took the time to talk to me, and we talked for quite a while, and she was just so sweet to me, and so genuine, and so gracious, and I just, all these years later, it just was always something that stuck with me, and I remember telling her last night, for the first time, like, and knowing Trish, I got to tell her last night, you know, that she was such an influential person to me because when I first met her, she was so kind to me. And I think about that when I meet up-and-coming superstars, guys and girls that are trying out in the WWE or are backstage or that, you know, want to be a part of the business. And I think you just never know who's going to make it. You never know who's going to be successful. And you never know if it's going to be your conversation that you have with them that's going to be a turning point in their life or their dreams or, you know, in them reaching their aspirations to be a superstar here. And I told Trish that, you know, her meeting with me backstage was just like, it really confirmed that I really wanted to be a part of WWE and I wanted to do what she was doing. And, you know, I always remembered it, and she just was a very motivating force in me wanting to be a superstar in WWE. And I told her, I said, growing up, I'd never had a shortage of inspiration. Never had a shortage of people to inspire me, because when you grow up with the likes of Bret the Hitman Hart and Owen Hart and the British Bulldogs and my grandfather Stu Hart and obviously my father Jim the Anvil Neidhart, you know, I had a lot of people that I looked up to, and especially in the ring. But she was the first woman. You know, she was Canadian, she was blonde, and she was beautiful, but she was also really tough. Mm-hmm. You know, she wrestled through a broken nose, and she main evented the first Raw, and she just broke down these barriers for women. So she was just this woman that made me want to do this, more so than even any person in my family. And so I wanted to be like her. And then, you know, when you meet your heroes and you meet your, you know, meet people that inspire you, you never want to be disappointed. And so she really exceeded all of my expectations. And so that's why last night I was like, we have to get a picture together. And I just want to, you know, I wanted to capture that moment and let people know how important it is to treat people with respect the way that Trish treated me, and she didn't have to.
Yeah, that's very cool, Natty. That's a really awesome story to hear. So last night was definitely a big-time celebration, but looking ahead tonight, it is the final SmackDown before the Royal Rumble, which is this Sunday on the WWE Network. And, of course, for the first time ever, there's going to be a women's Royal Rumble match. So just from your perspective, what does it mean to you that it's happening and that you're going to be a part of it?
I mean, to be a part of the first ever Women's Royal Rumble, it still hasn't really sunk into me that I'm going to be with 29 other women making history. But it's very special, and it's again, where the women's evolution in WWE is just, we're on a roll. You've seen us in the last couple of years have, you know, a Hell in a Cell match, main event Raw, main event SmackDown, main event a pay-per-view. You know, we've had two back-to-back women's ladder matches. We've done so many incredible things, and now to be making history, you know, with the first ever Women's Royal Rumble it's going to be epic, and it's definitely going to be a moment that I don't think I'm going to ever forget. But there's a lot of speculation about who's going to be in it, too. So we're all wondering just who's going to be a part of it with us and how we're going to make history together. So it's really cool.
Maybe some of the faces that we got to see again last night. It's definitely going to be a lot of fun. We're all looking forward to it. History will be made. I want to jump into Total Divas. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the show. I want to know, what do you think Total Divas has done for the WWE's brand overall? Because for me, it's become sort of this cool extension to see all of you outside the ring. That as a wrestling fan, it sort of creates this built-in fan support than when you do go back to, you know, WWE TV. It's like, oh, well, you know, I'm rooting for Natty because I've built up, you know, this connection over however many seasons of Total Divas and stuff like that. Like, how do you see what Total Divas has done, you know, for WWE overall?
You know, I think with Total Divas, it's an important show for WWE because it's a show that allows people that maybe never watched WWE programming to allow some insight into our world. Yeah. And I cannot tell you how many women and men, but especially women that I meet that said, you know what? I didn't know what WWE was. I had never gone to a WWE show. It was a whole world that they weren't aware of, and that they would tune in to E and watch us on Total Divas. And all of a sudden you'd meet them at a live event in, you know, Alabama, and I'm just using Alabama as an example, but like some remote town that WWE, because we travel all over the world. But you know, I would meet a mom of four, taking her whole family to a WWE live event that never ever watched WWE programming until she watched Total Divas, and said, you know, I fell in love with you and Naomi and the Bella Twins, and you know, I wanted to come take my kids to watch, you know, your show today because I love Total Divas. And so we've been able to take people that never watched the product and really expose them to this unique world of WWE where, you know, we're entertainment. We do so much to make people feel a certain way and mainly happy.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do so many different partnerships and community outreach programs. We've shared a lot of that on Total Divas, but we've just opened ourselves up to a totally different audience, not just, you know, what you might think of the people that, you know, may just watch WWE. Like, you know, I'm a huge wrestling fan myself. I love WWE, but I love all sorts of, you know, sports entertainment across the world. But we with the Total Divas audience have targeted a very specific, you know, group of, I would like to say that it's a lot of women and a lot of moms and a lot of, you know, women in their 20s and 30s. Again, you would never have expected to watch wrestling that are now huge fans sitting front row wearing, you know, a Bella Twins shirt saying, yeah, you know, we love this product. And all of a sudden now they're rooting for, you know, Randy Orton. They may never have known who that was before.
Yeah, no, you're right on. I mean, I was talking to a lady, and she sort of casually mentioned that she was watching this show, Total Divas, and, you know, how much she liked all of you. And I was like, wait a minute, shut the front door. You watch Total Divas. So it's like step one now, like, she's super into Total Divas. Step two, I want to get them into pro wrestling is like the next phase of that. But that's how it goes.
Yeah, that's the thing with the WWE is that we're growing and expanding so much, and there's just so much more to what we do than just what's in the ring. You know, I think that's very appealing to a lot of women and a lot of people that weren't necessarily, you know, maybe wrestling fans before, but now they're understanding that we're not really just wrestling in WWE at all. We're entertainment, and our show is highly entertaining, whether we're in the ring, whether we're backstage, whether we're, you know, last night at Raw 25, I was playing poker.
Yeah.
I was playing poker while New Day was eating pancakes. I mean, it doesn't get more entertaining than that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Natty, listen, I know we're running short on time with you, but I just lastly want to ask you, so how do you evaluate the women's revolution so far, and what do you think is the next step in your opinion?
I think the women's revolution, it's been such an incredible evolution of just how far we've come in the WWE, and that the company is continuing to evolve and grow and change. And it really is a beautiful thing. And for me, I think, you know, we're not just talking about it. This is happening right in front of us. It's one thing to say, you know, WWE does so much for the women, but you're actually seeing it. And I can say that I've been a part of it. I can actually physically say that I've been a part of the first ever Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. I've witnessed Charlotte and Sasha main event a Hell in a Cell steel cage match on a pay-per-view. And I'm now getting to be a part of the first ever Women's Royal Rumble. So, and we've seen the start of Total Divas. We're going into our, you know, over 100 episodes, and we're in season 7 of a reality show that no one thought would become as successful as it has. It's hugely successful.
Yeah.
And it's all centered around the lives of us women in the WWE. So it's great to be a part of it. It's great to talk about it, but it's also great to live it. And so we're really living it. And that's a dream come true. And I couldn't be more excited to make history this coming Sunday in Philadelphia at Royal Rumble, being a part of the first ever Women's Royal Rumble, where I hope to win.
Yes.
And, you know, win my women's championship back at WrestleMania.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's so very well said. And Natty, just on a personal note, I mean, one of the big mark out moments of, 2017 was seeing you recapture a women's championship at SummerSlam. I thought that was so cool. We're such big fans of yours and Two Paws, the whole deal. Total Divas, you're killing it. So yeah, I really appreciate you taking the time today, Natty. You've been doing such great work.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been so nice to people that share, you know, a similar passion that I have. So thank you very much, and hopefully get a chance to talk again soon.
That's right. Now, yeah, we're Jimbo and I, we booked our airfare for New Orleans, so we hope we can talk to you down at Radio Row for WrestleMania this year.
Oh, yes. Yes, I look forward to that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Natty, for everything you've done for the business, and we encourage all of our listeners to watch Total Divas every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. on the E! Network, and of course, SmackDown Live every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock on the USA Network. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Natty.
Bye, guys.
There you have it, Jimbo. Look at that. Another awesome wrestling interview with someone we have a lot of respect for.
Yeah, wow, Baby Huey. That was a lot of fun. You know, I'm such a huge Natty guy.
Yeah.
We were just talking after Lana, which is the one thing, if I could have remembered to ask Natty about how her relationship with Lana really is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she really has sort of, and you can never really... you don't really ever want to bring up how long somebody's been around to a lady.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she has sort of spanned, you know, this period in women's wrestling that's an interesting sort of period to have been a part of. Because I feel like even before the women's revolution and stuff like that, Natty's been holding it down in wrestling good matches for a long time, yeah. and that was her calling card, you know, obviously coming from the Hart family dungeon and stuff like that, is mm-hmm. that she knows how to wrestle.
Yeah.
She's always known how to wrestle and how to tell a good story in the ring. And I do mean that when I talk about SummerSlam, because it was nice to see her get rewarded. I think it had been 7 years since she had held a women's championship. Mm-hmm. And I forgot, she'd only held the Divas Championship one time. I thought she was a multi-time Divas champion. So she had her one run with the Divas title mm-hmm. and then hadn't had any gold for, I think, about 7 years.
Yeah. She's definitely been like the workhorse for the women's division for many years. And definitely she brings a lot of, I mean, I guess with her family name, but just all the hard work she puts in, she yeah. brings a lot of credibility to that division. And so, yeah, you and I, as big wrestling fans, we definitely see that from her. And that's why we always root for her every week, regardless if she's babyface or heel at the yeah. time. She is a very talented performer to watch in the ring.
Yes. I think she is underrated in the women's yes. division.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had that feud with Nikki Bella, which some of the promos got very personal. Obviously, they're friends from Total Divas yeah, and stuff yeah, like yeah. that. But I thought that was great. And just, you know, one of my favorite Total Divas moments, I should have brought this up to her, is one of, you know, the reasons we bring up TJ is because, you know, he did go through that horrible injury, but he used to be much more of a mainstay on Total Divas. But there's this moment when she was sort of going through, when she was first changing into the outfits that she wears now.
Yeah.
She brought a dominatrix over to sort of like show her the ropes on like, you know, in terms of like the outfits and everything yeah. like that. And at the time, Tyson Kidd, a.k.a. TJ, was tag team champions with Cesaro.
Yeah.
And the dominatrix had like, was asking TJ to like purr like a cat, and he stormed out of the house all pissed off. And you just hear him on the phone. He's like, I'm a tag team champion. You got me purring like a cat. And it's something that I still just laugh about to this day. I mean, so if you're a wrestling fan, there are so many nuggets for you as a guy
yeah.
to watch Total Divas. It's a fun show. Rusev is stealing the show on an almost weekly basis too. He is so entertaining. It's a great show.
Do you think that's what helps him get over with the WWE Universe?
Rusev was already over.
Okay.
But it's not hurting.
Yes.
That's for sure. If you watch Total Divas, it is such a cherry on top for Rusev. Like, I think if you watch Total Divas, you know that Rusev should be a future world champion.
Mm-hmm.
He is insanely entertaining. And this season has just been destroying it. I mean, he took Lana around Bulgaria and was yes. having her herding sheep, for crying out loud. The man's a damn legend.
Tradition.
Yeah, he's incredible. So there's a lot to love about Total Divas for both guys and girls. And what Natty was saying about it opening up this whole world to a new fan base is very true.
That's very good. So Jimbo, hopefully, like we just mentioned with Natty, if we get down to Radio Row for WrestleMania 34 this year in New Orleans.
I want to wear some cat ears with Natty. I like, she's got some moves on Instagram too. Natty's great. Like, she's this perfect blend of professionalism and joy
yeah.
that you see, which you really should have if you're in the wrestling industry. So, you know, I would love to catch up with Natty at Radio Row.
So hopefully, yeah, we can talk to her in person. You can geek out with her, ask all your Total Divas questions. So just to recap, there's, like we mentioned with Lana last week, as a fellow WWE superstar, she has a lot of stuff on her plate to always promote. So Total Divas every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. on the E! Network. So tune in for that. And of course, SmackDown Live, which she's currently on every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. on the USA Network. And we talked about this last week. She was a part of the first WWE Mixed Match Challenge, which is also...
She got robbed.
I know. If we had more time, we could ask about that.
Robbed.
Yeah. So for more info on that, you can go to facebook.com/WWE Mixed Match Challenge. And that's every Tuesday right now at 7 p.m. our time, Pacific time, on Facebook Watch. As we talked about as well, Royal Rumble this Sunday on the WWE Network. And then Raw's coming here to the Bay Area. And I know she's currently on SmackDown Live, but it's part of the overall WWE brand, the package. So Raw is coming to the SAP Center in San Jose on Monday, February 12th, For more info, just go to sapcenter.com, tickets at ticketmaster.com, and the big show for professional wrestling.
Haven't seen the big show for a while.
I know, that's right. He wasn't on last night.
He was not. That's a missed opportunity.
But WrestleMania 34 is Sunday, April 8th on the WWE Network. Jimbo and I, we bought our airfare for New Orleans, so it's going to be a fun trip. I'm looking forward to it. It's
tired of hearing you complaining about buying your airfare, baby Huey.
Man, it's
like one airline ticket. I paid for two in the past week. I'm hurting.
No. So
I'm rolling in my Delmore money. Guy has enough money to take a whole month of December off.
Oh my God, here we go again. So follow Natty on Facebook at Natalia, also Twitter, Nat by Nature, and Instagram, also Nat by Nature. For everything else, 1077thebone.com. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. Just search for 1077 The Bone. And Jimbo, once again, thank you again for coming in and doing this.
Follow her cat, Two Paws, too.
Two Paws. That's right.
Gotta follow Two Paws.
So on that note, everyone, have an awesome rest of the day, and we'll catch you next time. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Woo!